It's News Talk 550, KFYI. We've been talking about the security, I guess, workaround with Apple and whether or not Apple's going to create their own iOS hack. So we thought we'd call in somebody that knows what they're talking about. So Leon B. Silver is with Gordon Reese here in Phoenix, and he's one of the co-managing partners there, and he knows his stuff inside and out. So Leon, thanks so much for taking just a little bit of time out here on a Friday afternoon. When you heard about the dust-up, I suppose, with Apple and how Apple doesn't want to conform to what the judge says, what is your reaction? Professionally, what is your reaction on this?
Well, my initial reaction was good for Apple.
Okay.
And that's still my position on that. You know, what the government is asking Apple to do is basically build a way for the government, anytime they want to spy on all of the people.
So the government says, oh, no, that's not what we're going to do. But I tend to be skeptical the same way that you are. Is there a way, is there a safeguard that Apple could even consider to say we can help you in this one circumstance? Or is this opening Pandora's box?
It's definitely opening Pandora's box. What they're asking for is a workaround around all of the security features that Apple has built into the phone to prevent someone from doing this. So, you know, okay, you've made your phones, you know, very, very secure so that people can't go and just randomly punch numbers in to get a password, you know, to get into your phone without the risk of wiping off all the data. Well, you got to fix that for us. We'll only use it one time.
So let's dive into this a little more philosophically on this, if we can, because I know the politicians are starting to weigh in one way or the other. But what we've got here is privacy versus ostensibly national security. I'm supposing the FBI doesn't even know what they're going to find. They just want to be able to look. We could be talking about national security versus privacy. So
Let me stop you right there.
Yeah.
Couldn't you say that about anything? The FBI doesn't know what they're going to find, but they just want to look. Well, why doesn't that apply to you or me?
Well, they have a warrant on this, though.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I understand that. They have a warrant that, you know, I take that back. I understand that they have a warrant, and the warrant is going to be certainly very specific. Certainly a crime was committed.
Right.
But typically in a warrant, you have to lay out what it is you are looking for with more specificity than that. You can't just say, I want to see their phone because.
So what's the difference in this one then? Is it because a crime has been committed, or are they using, does this fall under the Patriot Act? What is it that the FBI is using now that makes them feel that they can do that? And the Justice Department is backing them up too.
Well, this is actually a much bigger dispute than just this case. This has been going on for years now. I can't even say years now. This has been going on specifically since Apple upgraded their operating system after all of Eric Snowden's information came out about how people were being spied on.
Okay.
So Apple their engineers went and they upgraded the operating system. They did things to make the phones more secure so they couldn't do that. And ever since then, in a growing number of cases, the government and Apple have had this battle and this dispute. It's just that in each of the other cases, they reached some sort of compromise. And there was some workaround or some resolution that was done. And I think probably neither side was really prepared to take it all the way in those cases. But now in this case, look what you have. Mm-hmm. You have almost a perfect storm of facts. You have a horrible act of terrorism,
right,
that is being tied to a hugely unpopular foreign group,
yep,
allegedly, on the one side. And you've got a massively huge wealthy corporation that's trying to protect its bottom line and not give up one of the best and most attractive features of its product.
Right.
On the other side. So, we're going to find out who rules here, the government or the big corporation.
So it's interesting that you say that. Leon Silver is with me. He is with Gordon and Reese here in Phoenix. It's one of the co-managing partners there. And Leon, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because the Justice Department said that Apple's stance on this amounts to basically a giant marketing strategy. Is that oversimplifying, or are they right on with that?
That Apple's in the business of making profit.
Right.
They are protecting their product, and they have the right to protect their product. They have the right to protect their market. They have the right to protect all of the effort that went into building the security into the phone. You know, that's also recognized in our long history, and you know, in our Constitution, for that matter. The government's trying to get them to do something that will affect their that they think will affect their bottom line, you know, significantly.
Mm-hmm.
But the government also has limitations on its power that are in the Constitution.
So, like I said, this
is kind of the perfect storm of which way are we going to go with this.
You mentioned the Constitution, which of course brings us to where I think this may be headed, and that is it's going to continue to up the appeals court. And if this lands on the Supreme Court, what is Apple's argument then constitutionally? Are they going to say we've got protections within the Constitution, and if so, what are the protections that they're going to point to?
Well, I mean, there are several protections in the Constitution, and they have to do with all across the Constitution. They have the right to the ownership and the protection of their intellectual property. That's
okay.
In the Constitution.
Okay.
You know, the patents of their products. They have the right. It'll be really interesting to see how folks come out on this when you look at their political history.
Right.
Because the same justices who would say, you know, well, corporations are people for purposes of giving money to campaigns.
Right.
Are they going to then say corporations are people for purposes of protecting their corporate privacy?
And so,
if they are, yeah, then there's certainly the Fourth Amendment.
Right.
You know, to be free from unreasonable searches is going to have to apply not just to, you know, to the defendant in this case, but to the company they're trying to get this information from. But the government isn't relying on the Constitution. The government's relying on the Writs Act of 1789.
Right, right.
Which is very, very broad and says, you know, a court can enter a writ or an order to aid it in the work of the court or whatever issue is before it. So you even have an argument as to whether, you know, this is really aiding in something specific in the work of the court. And that's different than the work of the government, because the court's work here would be to find out whether, you know, this defendant is or is not guilty of some crime, but the defendant's dead. So there's no trial, there's no work of the court going on.
So I'm fascinated by all of this. I really am, because I think this puts, and I love whenever we've got tests that come up for the courts and for the Constitution. I think that every time we test the limits and the boundaries and all these things, it makes us stronger as a country. I believe that. So I like these exercises. I really do, especially when, you know, I would say that we don't have any other dangers that are clear and present. However, one might argue that, no, there are, and they're on that phone, and the key to unlocking those dangers is on that phone. So obviously there's going to be the PR side, there's going to be the political side, there's going to be that judicial side. Can someone be compelled to aid in an investigation? In other words, to basically become a detective on behalf of the government. Can they be compelled to do so, which is really what the FBI is asking Apple to do in this case, aren't they?
Well, again, that goes back to your interpretation of the Writs Act of, you know, the Judicial Writs Act of 1789. That's what they're trying to do in this case, certainly. I would be very, I'm not a constitutional law expert, certainly not a criminal law expert, but I do know something about privacy law, and certainly as it relates to, you know, cyberspace.
Right.
I would be very, very concerned if the government had the ability to force you to assist the government in an investigation, and certainly in this way, or to force a company to assist them in an investigation. Doing the investigation is the government's job.
Privacy and data security is one of his specialties. Leon Silver, one of the co-managing partners there at Gordon & Reese. And Leon, thanks so much for your time. I don't know if we've clarified anything, but I feel like we've advanced the conversation. And I think that's what our goal was here. I think it's going to be up to the courts basically to help us clarify exactly what goes on from here on forward. So thanks so much for your time this afternoon. I do appreciate that, and have a great weekend there, my friend.
All right. You too. Thank
Take
you.
Take care. We'll talk a little bit more. Speaking of the courts, we'll talk about Ted Cruz, because he is facing his own challenge in Illinois. It's next. Chris Merrill on News Talk 550 KFYI.